Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
It's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal that cares for the caregivers on WTAN Network. A show where you can find help and hope. And today I have my best friend, sidekick, and co-host, Lynn Thornley.
Hello, happy Labor Day weekend.
Yes, happy
Labor Day. She has us working.
Yeah, I have you working.
I'm exhausted.
She's exhausted. And then my awesome producer on the board, Peter Blake.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing just great. How you doing?
You know me. Always working, always working.
Always working. So I have some special guests here on the show today. I have my friends Leah Hoffman and David Green from the Seminole Breakfast Kiwanis Club. And we're going to talk about that in a little while. And then we have Ron Reagan, who is just the master promoter. He's always out there promoting events and everything. And I forgot.
Katie.
And they're going to talk to us today about Blue Butterfly Productions and what they do. So thanks for being here, everybody.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for tuning in today. I know, caregivers, that your time is delicate. That you don't have a lot of time to sit down and just take care of yourself and think about things. But I hope you tune into the show or you listen to it after the show, which you can do. Because I just wanted to be the educator, the resource, and the shoulder for the caregivers. Because I know it's not easy. So we're going to talk a little bit about Kiwanis. And Kiwanis is something that's very close to my heart. I think I've been in our chapter 12 or 13 years now.
I believe so, yes.
Which is kind of cool. And you might be listening and saying, what's Kiwanis? And I'll tell you, Kiwanis is a global organization of volunteers dedicated to improving the world, one child and one community at a time. Woohoo!
Yes.
That's what I always say after we say that at the meeting. And Kiwanis is, like I said, when I first walked into a Kiwanis meeting years ago, first of all, I didn't even think women were even allowed in Kiwanis at the time. But I think at that time they had been allowed for like 8 years or something. And I went there, and I felt like I was having breakfast with my dad because it was filled with men of integrity that wanted to make a difference in our community, that really cared, that had manners. And I just said, you know what? I could have breakfast with my dad every Tuesday. That would be a really good thing. And it was funny when I wrote my book, Good Night and God Bless, I had mentioned that in the book, and I think every... half of the guys in Kiwanis said, oh, I saw you wrote about me in the book. I remember Matt Graves and Don Levy telling me, oh, you wrote about me. Yeah, I did. I wrote about you all in the book. But I really, and Kiwanis has been there for me personally, I have to tell you. I've had some heavy-duty challenges over the past years, and when I was, like, on my fanny, Kiwanis was there for me. And that really means a lot to me. So, you know, if you can get involved with a Kiwanis organization, it's not just a service organization. It turns out to be a family. It's people that really care about each other, and that makes such a difference in what you do. And in fact, lots of times with my caregivers, if their spouse dies, sometimes they can't really find a purpose after that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, join a Kiwanis, and you'll have a new family, and you'll have a purpose. So I would like David or Lee, I don't know who's going to talk first, to tell us about a little bit about our breakfast and some of the cool things that are going on.
Certainly. Love to. Well, thank you for having us this afternoon. I mean, it's exciting for us to be here. Well, something about our club, the Kiwanis Breakfast Club, where we consider ourselves a small club. We have about 25 members. And of those members, for a small club, we do a tremendous amount in the greater Seminole community. Our club was established in 1978. We meet every Tuesday morning as the sun comes up at 7:15 a.m.
That's why I wouldn't join.
No, no. But it's a great start for your Tuesday day, because once you get to our club, have breakfast, have an opportunity to socialize, listen to an interesting speaker, you're powered for the day. It's always been my most productive day of the week is Tuesdays. But we meet every Tuesday morning, 7:15 a.m. We meet at Lake Seminole Square at 8333 Seminole Boulevard. Lake Seminole Square has been a great host for us, that particular community. We meet on the third floor in the card room, where we can seat approximately 35, 40 people. Every Tuesday, we have informative speakers come from a diverse areas and backgrounds. So it's always educational and interesting to hear our speakers. And the motto, as Linda had shared with you, you know, we are a global organization. When we say we're a global organization, our club is a member of Kiwanis International. And Kiwanis International was formed in 1915. It was originally a men's organization. It was a networking organization.
Really?
But in 1919, they changed focus and realized, you know, they could do much more for the world if we focus on children. So in 1919, Kiwanis became a focused on servicing, providing service to children in the communities of which we exist.
And they're still networking.
And they're, well, it's still an opportunity to network.
That's how you meet people. That's how you get to know them.
That's how you meet people. That's how we've met and become lifelong friends. Most of the people in our club, we've been together for a long time. I've been a member of the club, even though the club started in 1978. I'm not a charter member, but I did join in 1979. So I've been a member of this club for 38 years.
Wow.
And Leah?
I joined in 2002, so it's been about 15 years with this Kiwanis Club. And I'm now back since I retired.
Yay, she's back.
I was on kind of a hiatus a little bit for about 7 years, but I'm back and ready to go into full force. So.
And I'll say for Leah and myself, I mean, the other thing about Kiwanis, although you hear great speakers, you do great service projects, you form great friendships, lifelong friendships, is all the different things you get to do in the community. And you get to develop your leadership skills.
Yeah.
I know Leah was a past president. Linda, you were a past president of our club. I've been past president. So everybody has an opportunity at some point to take a leadership role. And if it's not at the highest level of the club, it could be in the various committees we have. You know, when I talk about how busy we are and the things that we do in the community, you know, our motto is that we're just a group of ordinary volunteers doing extraordinary things. That's how we address
Perfect.
Ourselves.
Very true.
And, you know, and we talk about how much we do in the community. Just our club last year alone, you know, we track the hours we give back to the community. We pour it up to Kiwanis International. But last year alone, our club contributed 3,269 hours into our community activities.
Wow.
We rock. You do.
And that's just 25 members. We're always anxious to grow the club. If anybody out there wants to join Kiwanis, we certainly would warmly welcome you. You would be our guest for breakfast, and come and see what we're about.
Yeah.
Do they have them in every, like, Largo? Or?
We do. There's a Kiwanis club here in Largo. We're in Division 13. Division 13 are those clubs south of Omerton Road, of which we have six Kiwanis clubs just south of Omerton Road. We have two in the city of Seminole, actually, which is kind of uncommon. We have an evening or dinner club, and then we have the breakfast club.
That would be more my style.
Yeah, they have clubs that meet in the morning for breakfast, at lunch, and also at dinner.
So yeah. So
you can pick your time.
Perfect.
That works for you.
Yeah.
But you don't have to live in Seminole.
Oh, no.
No. Myself, I live in Largo, and we have people who live in the beaches. We have people that live in Pinellas Park.
Right.
But because of their business ties or associations, mm-hmm. Seminole seemed to be a good home for them, and the meeting time worked for them.
Right.
I recently retired myself, but during my working days, breakfast was the best time for me. I could not break away from work during noontime.
Right.
And I was pretty well done by the end of the day for dinner. I just wanted to get home. So that's what works best for myself. And as far as...
So tell us about the Field of Honor. I want to know about the Field of Honor. This is, like, so big for me.
Well, the Field of Honor, this is a project we started in 2015. And the great thing about having new members, you get fresh ideas as well. And this was an idea that was brought to us. Somebody was traveling in New York and happened to see a display. And they came back and shared the concept with our club. And we started talking about it and said, you know, we could do this. This would be something that would be great for the city of Seminole. We met with our mayor of the city of Seminole, and at that time, several years ago, there was a big push to make Seminole more of a patriotic city, and there was a red, white, and blue initiative. And it went before the city council, the city adopted that, and it was the same time that we were discussing this idea.
Cooking up this idea.
The Field of Honor. So the timing couldn't have been better. We shared it with the mayor, we shared it with the city council. They were excited about it, a little apprehensive, could we pull this off? So our first year in 2015, we did a Field of Honor. Field of Honor basically consists of, we put up an American flag, a 3x5 foot nylon outdoor flag That's with embroidered big. Stars on a 10-foot steel mast. And we set these flags up, and individuals for a $35 donation can sponsor a flag. And on that flag, we will hang a military-style ribbon. It's 24 inches long, 3 inches wide on vinyl. The last 2 years, ribbons were a yellow ribbon. On that ribbon, we have a name of a veteran that you'd like to honor, having served in the past or currently serving. In any branch of the military, we have people who are recognizing their great-great-grandfathers from the Civil War and our World War I, World War II, Korean War. So this military ribbon will have the individual's, the veteran's name on it. It will have the logo of the branch of the military service in which they served. It will have the years of service that they served. It will certainly have the Kiwanis logo, and we recognize it as that year's Field of Honor.
So you know, when you're just talking about it, it's like the hair standing on my legs. And I shaved my legs this morning. But, you know, when I got that flag, I got one last year for in memory of my dad, and one for my husband, Tom. And my stepmother, when I sent her a photo of it, she just cried. She just cried. And Tom, too. He just felt like somebody recognized him and actually went out and did something about it. And David's going to tell you more about it, but when you drive down 113th in Seminole and you see those flags, it is just so awesome.
And when is it this year?
Well, since we started the Field of Honor display, this is a month-long display. So we will put these flags up at the early morning of November 1st. So we and community volunteers will come together, not just our club members, but we're working with the Seminole Civic Alumni Association. We're working with the fire department. I know Leah has reached out to the Girl Scout troops. And other volunteers who want to be a part of this will show up on the early morning of November 1st, and we will install these flags. We've already done the pre-work. We've already installed PVC sleeves in the ground. All the spots have been marked. The flags have already been masted. We are there that day to do the final assembly and attach those military streamers to each of those flags. And then the flags are placed in alphabetical order, and it rings the pond in front of City Hall. The first year was only 24 flags. It was more of kind of a demo, a test, to make sure the city was comfortable as our partner and that we could actually do this.
It's a project.
The second year, we sold out at 175 flags.
Wow.
The demand was greater. In fact, people were asking for flags all the way toward the last week of November, because these flags stay up for the entire month from November 1st, and they won't come down this year until Saturday, December 2nd. And the day after we put these flags up, we have a Field of Honor ceremony. Last year was our first ceremony. It was fabulous.
Yes,
fabulous.
It was.
We have distinguished politicians. We have speakers. We have we reach out to MacDill, CENTCOM at MacDill. We have a distinguished military veteran come and speak. He's usually our keynote speaker. It's an hour-long ceremony. The city of Seminole has afforded us the opportunity to use the indoor city council chambers, which seats 110, and last year it was standing room only.
Yeah.
We have an honor guard procession leads off the ceremony, marching in with the flags and posts the colors. There's introductions by the mayor, all the city council members are there. Ken Burke, clerk of the circuit court here from Pinellas County, has been a long-standing member of our club, and the last 2 years he's been able to be there and be basically kind of our master of ceremonies and move things along. So that field of ceremony, again, will take place from 10 to 11 a.m. on November 2nd, and encourage everybody to come out. It's just
And get
fabulous.
A flag for somebody. It's so easy. Now, somebody's listening to the show, they want to get a flag, what do they do, David?
Well, the best thing to do and the easiest thing to do is to go on our website. It's KiwanisSeminoleBreakfast.com. And once you get to that landing page, you'll see our website. You can either click on up. There's a little tab in the upper right-hand corner, a gold tab. It says Field of Honor. And you can immediately sign up for a flag there. But if you like more information, just click the Projects tab, where we list all the numerous projects we do in the community, and you'll see Field of Honor. Click on that, and you can read something about it. Not only that, but you'll see one of our hosts here today. I don't know if you remember, Linda, but last year you were featured on Channel 10 News.
We forgot about that.
We had Channel 10 News come out. We had Bay News 9 come out. We had all the local newspapers came up. This was really big for the city of Seminole and for us. And there's a nice video clip of Linda giving a little presentation about...
Oh, my goodness, she talked.
Oh, she talked.
And she talked.
But you'll see Linda out there.
And she talked.
But on that website, it's quite easy. If you'd like to sponsor a flag, again, a donation of $35, you go on our website. We ask for about 6 pieces of information. Give us the name of the veteran, the year served, what military branch. Give us your name and information. You can use a Visa card, MasterCard, debit card, whichever. Fill it out, just like you would make a purchase on Amazon.com. And
you'll be good to go.
And you'll be good to go. And immediately you get a confirmation email that the transaction has taken place.
Okay.
So that's your receipt that you have sponsored a flag for our upcoming field.
And I will put this information on Connecting Caregivers Radio Facebook page and Linda Burhan's Facebook page. So if you don't catch it all and you want to do that, just do it that way. Okay, David. What do we want to talk about next?
Why don't we talk about our Family Fishing Day?
Yep. I love Family Fishing Day.
Thank you. We started this program in conjunction with the Pinellas County Parks and Recreation Department back in 2004. So we've been going quite a long time. And to date, we have had approximately 2,300 children that have participated. And we meet on the first Saturday of 4 months. And our next event will be on October 7th from 8 to 11 at Taylor Park, which is 1100 Southwest 8th Avenue. And we encourage families to come out. We provide the poles, we provide the bait, but you're welcome to bring your own poles. We give out prizes to the first, second, and third largest fish caught, the first fish caught, the smallest fish caught, and the most fish caught.
So there's lots of prizes.
Yeah, and so it's a good opportunity to get away, for the kids to get away from quote unquote the boob tube or the computer, and just have some communication with dad, mom, grandma, whomever. And the kids really love it. We've had a couple, and you can see a lot of these pictures on our website, where, I mean, the first time, and they may be 3 years old, and they catch this little bitty fish, and they're just ecstatic. So,
did they throw them back?
Oh, yes, it's catch and release. So it's an opportunity. We ask that you come out and just get to know each one in your family,
yeah,
and not be estranged from
each
other.
In a beautiful park, and yes, everything is there for you. The poles are there, the bait's there. You don't have to, just bring the kid.
Right, and there is some juice and donuts that we do sell. That helps pay for the worms.
Yeah.
So we do invite you to come out the first Saturday of October, like I said before, October 7th, from 8 to 11. And have a great time.
And it's great for kids, and it's great for kids to learn about community service. Correct. It was that one boy that come all the time, and he always...
Matt Josie.
Tell about Matt.
Matt was an individual that we had come in. He just needed to have interaction, and he really knew how to fish. And what ended up, he ended up helping other children how to bait the hook, how to cast. You know, so he was with us for a couple years, and he's even come back just to check on us periodically to see how we're doing. So Matt Josie was one of our gifted kids that really made a difference.
And you know, it's for ages up to 14 years of age, and what had happened was Matt had kind of aged out of
exactly.
the program, but he didn't want to give it up.
Yeah.
So he came back to assist.
Aged out, Lenny.
Yeah. Yes, so, that's a really good thing.
Yep. So it's a great opportunity, and we hope to see you out there on Saturday, October 7th.
I'm coming with my grandchildren that day.
Good.
Before the show. Yeah.
I guess we have a couple other programs that we are very much involved in, and David can help me speak a little more on this, would be our reading, a fundamental, as well as our preschool reading program. Our preschool reading program has been going on for years, and I don't recall the exact number, but
20 years.
But we take books and we go to various preschools and read to the children, and then each child gets a book to take home and read. It's to try to encourage them to learn to read and know how important it is. So by giving them a book, we encourage them to take it home, have mom and dad, grandpa, grandma read with them so that they can gain a better understanding. And when they do get into regular school, then they're ahead of the game.
Perfect.
So
it's a wonderful program. And if you're listening out there and say, oh, I would love to read to kids, give us a call because we always need volunteers. And in fact, it's very interesting. A woman came to my support group a couple of months ago, and her mom has dementia. And she said, my mom still loves to garage sale. She said, but whenever we go to the garage sale, she goes right to the kids' books. And we don't have any children to read to. So I hooked her up with Lee.
Yes.
And so you know, it's something great that your person that may have dementia or whatever can still participate, still do something, still feel like they have a purpose. So think about that, caregivers.
And one of the things, a plea that we have right now is with regards to the books themselves. You know, we do our reading program twice a month, and there's 28 preschools that we visit. And this is all south of Omerton Road.
Wow.
And so when we go and we give out these books, you can imagine how many books we give out if we're visiting twice a month, and we're generally taking anywhere from 50 to 75 books each time to give the teachers to distribute after our reading session. Well, we've exhausted our supply of books. We basically, last month, we have no more preschool reading books. And where we had been getting these before, we've done book drives at the local elementary schools. In 2013, we did a book drive with six elementary schools, and we ended up getting 6,000 books. But that was 2013. 6,000 books have come and gone. But what our real need is this is for preschool reading. So we're visiting kindergarten. So we're looking at age-appropriate books for ages 1 to 5, and with big pictures and a few words. And anybody out there, if you're cleaning your closet, if your children have already grown up and those books are just lingering, we would love to have those books. We are accepting donations of new and gently used preschool books. And you could reach out to our club. I know I could give you a name and number to call, but Lee Walters is in charge of our reading program. And he can be reached at 727-319-8343. But you can also reach out to Linda.
No problem.
She's very knowledgeable of this book program, so we're in desperate need of books.
Okay, let's tell our last desperation what we're in need for.
And something that just happened on Thursday. We've been very blessed for all these many years to have a donated storage space. You know, we have our Field of Honor flags. We have 200 flags we have to store. We have fundraising supplies we have to store, and our reading books for our preschool reading program. For all these many years, different businesses in the greater Seminole area have provided us a donated space. Typically air-conditioned, that was nice. Well, as of Thursday, our latest business person secured a tenant for our space, so we needed to move. And we much appreciated the year that he provided that space to us. We're so grateful. But to bridge a gap, we're now in a rented facility, and we hate to spend our dollars to rent a facility when we could be giving back with books
and
fishing programs and those things. So our plea now is out there. If anybody knows of any local businesses or that have a commercial facility or office facility that they're not using, it could be a back room. Our space need is about 10 foot by 15 feet. Climate control would be nice because keeping the books from getting moldy. But we could settle for something that's not climate controlled. But we've been in back of warehouses and office space, et cetera. So if there's somebody out there that knows anybody, please reach out to us.
All righty, thanks. Now we need to hear from our wonderful partners. And don't go away, guys. Stay with us.
And then if you can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always...
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. Lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the caregiver affirmation? Or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
Count on you, like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better. Have you considered a reverse mortgage as part of your retirement financial plan? For homeowners age 62 or older, a reverse mortgage from Access Reverse Mortgage is a safe, economical way to turn your home's equity into cash, monthly income, or a standby line of credit. Did you know that the unused portion of an FHA-insured line of credit increases, giving you access to substantially more funds in future years? This line of credit grows no matter what happens to home value. The higher interest rates go, the faster your line of credit increases. You heard that right. No matter what your home value does, the higher interest rates go, the more your line of credit increases. Access Reverse Mortgage is a family-owned company based right here in the Tampa Bay area for the past 12 years. They are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and one of Florida's leading reverse mortgage providers. Call 727-347-0305 or go to AccessReverse.com to start your research today. I know they can help you out.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
That's what friends are for.
Okay, we're ready for the caregiver affirmation. You know, guys, listen.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation.
This is recording.
Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yeah, caregivers, think about that. You need to take care of yourself or you can't take care of anybody else. So right now we're going to announce the caregiver winner, the caregiver contest winner for this month. And her name is Karen Sheets. And she was nominated by Diane Cavanaugh. And Karen takes care of her mom who has Alzheimer's and dementia. And Diane says that she is full of patience and humor. So next week there'll be guests on the show. And we'll talk a little bit about that journey. But if you also, if you know a caregiver you want to nominate, go to connectingcaregiversradio.com and just tell us. And I have to tell you guys, when we first started doing this, I had a panel of people that were going to, not myself, because I couldn't choose, to pick out who would be the winner each month. And it's too hard to choose. So we just put everybody's name in a hat and we pick a winner. And we're going to continue to do that every month with who was ever in the basket from the month before. And hopefully soon we're going to get some swag that we'll send to everybody. So that's a good thing. So, Ron.
Linda.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm joyful and grateful.
Good.
So tell us what's going on with you guys over here.
Well, I'm helping to promote.
You're the promoter. You notice I put that on Facebook.
I'm the promoter.
You're the promoter.
I'm a networking junkie is what I am.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. And I'm helping to promote. Katie is actually the director of marketing for the group.
Hi.
And because I'm a networking junkie, I get out and I get to tell people about the upcoming show, Oliver the Musical, which is opening September 8th. It's only a week away. Oh.
Yeah. So tell us about the show. What makes it different?
Well, Oliver is actually, it's our third season with Theater Exceptional, which is a Blue Butterfly production. And we are a blended cast of disabled and professional actors. There's about 28 actors with disabilities from a full spectrum. And then there's about 8 professional actors, award-winning actors from the Bay Area. Johnny Gard, who's one of our directors, he was in the 25 Under 25 from Creative Loafing. Michelle Larson is one of the directors as well. She's the managing director for Blue Butterfly. And her daughter, Brianna, is also heavily involved. She's also won a few awards with Creative Loafing in the area. So we have a lot of professionals who've won awards, as well as we put a full orchestra in there. We have a full set.
Very cool.
It's a full production. And
Where is it at?
It's at the Central Park Performing Arts Center.
I love it there.
It's beautiful. So we have a beautiful theater for our actors. And the actors with disabilities that we have, you know, they're seasoned as well. This is our third season. Last year we had a sold-out performance of The Wizard of Oz, which was a raging success with our community.
I saw that.
Yes.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
It was great. They don't have any disabilities when they're on that stage.
Not at all.
I could cry just thinking about it.
I know. Not at all. And they're totally in their element.
Because they're shining.
Exactly. Exactly. They're shining. They feel just like any other actor would on stage.
Yeah, it feels good.
It feels great. I mean, you get to pretend to be somebody else, and, you know, you get this, it's not really about the attention, but, you know, they love it because,
you know. They're acknowledged. Everybody wants to be acknowledged.
Everybody wants to be acknowledged, and they're not acknowledged for you know, that thing that they might be acknowledged for that they don't want to be for. Or,
right.
You know, they're just in their element. So Blue Butterfly Productions is the overarching company. It's a nonprofit organization, 501c3. It's founded by local artists, and the whole point is to bolster cultural enrichment for the community, and we want to make arts accessible for everyone.
Yeah.
Apart from our actual full-length musicals we do, we also do classes for the participants. Okay. In the fall and in the spring, we put on big productions after that as well. I mean, they're not a big musical, but it's a collective arts.
So if somebody's listening and they want to get involved, where would they go?
BlueButterflyProductions.org. We have all the information there. As soon as Oliver wraps up on the 17th of September, we have two weekends. As soon as it wraps up, we have about a month break, and then we jump right into our fall semester. And the fall semesters, we have a few different classes. We have Theater 101, which is what we start everybody on. You know, they learn the basics of theater, blocking, costumes, you know.
Where are all these classes?
This past semester, they're at Hope Presbyterian in Clearwater.
Okay.
And then we also have some classes at the Largo Community Center. The city of Largo has been amazing to us.
They're great people.
They're great, and they've provided the theater. They provided a lot of funding to help us to really make this into a, you know, a huge production for our cast. We also have improv class.
We should do that, Lynn.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
We should do that.
You know, it's not just for actors. Improv. Some of our friends have taken improv classes.
Have they?
Yeah, and it helps them be quick on their feet.
Yeah.
And it's also, I want to tell you, it's very reasonably priced. It's not expensive to attend these classes. I'm amazed at how inexpensive it is.
Right, yeah. It's about $100 for the full eight weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have the improv class. We have a musical theater class, which was our biggest class.
For all ages?
No. It's for adults with disabilities and just adults in general. The lowest age we've had is about 16.
Okay.
So we make some exceptions,
okay,
you know, depending on, you know, experience and, you know, if you really, really want to, we're not going to say no.
Right.
More people, the better, honestly.
So, Mr. Promoter, what dates is this and where?
September 8th is the opening night, 7:30 p.m. at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, which was formerly known as the Largo Cultural Center.
Yes.
And, so Friday evening, Saturday evening, and then we have a Sunday matinee. And then the following weekend, the 15th, 16th, and 17th, and, you know, closing with a Sunday matinee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
So tell us more.
So the classes are really important, too, because most of the students that are in our musical have also taken our classes, so we kind of give them a precursor for getting into the show. Of course, we have people who come in and they've never done acting before. You know, they've never even really done anything like, you know, public speaking.
Okay.
A lot of our participants are actually, they have poor social skills as well. So one of the best things about our group is that we've had a few different students that I could think of who, they showed up to the first class or the first rehearsal not saying a word. They don't even really do anything with the audition. But we still invite them to come back to maybe be a background character in the chorus or something.
Yeah.
And then after 2-3 weeks, they've made 12 different friends that they talk to all the time.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
And you watch them blossom.
Exactly. We have one of the students I can think of, her name is Janet. And I remember when I first met her, she wouldn't say anything to me. She would just shake her head and turn around and walk away. And now, yesterday at rehearsal, it was the first time I saw this scene with her doing it like this, but she... it's a scene where she had to just give something to somebody and then get off the stage. But she was supposed to kind of sneak off the stage. So she gave this, it was a pitcher of water to the other actor. And then she turns around, she makes like this menacing look with her fingers coming together. And she kind of like chuckles to herself, and she totally stole the scene. Everybody cracked up. She was wonderful.
I love it.
And it's something I would never have expected from her, you know, 5 weeks before.
She's blossoming, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Same with last year when we did Wizard of Oz. There's a wonderful woman. Her name is Sally. She played Dorothy. When I first met her, she was also very shy. I never heard her sing before. And she takes singing classes apart from Theater Exceptional. So when she came into Wizard of Oz, she, you know, she kind of slowly got into it. But then by the end of the show, she was a diva, a complete diva. And
that
she was,
change can happen pretty quickly.
Exactly. I remember after the, I think it was opening night, I saw her and she, after the first show, she had an armful, too many flowers, just roses.
There's never too many flowers.
I know. And her mom's holding another bouquet that somebody gave her and she's just taking it all in. She loved it.
That's awesome. I know. That's awesome.
And she'll be playing.
So how many productions a year do you do?
We have one major production, which is our musical every summer. And then we have our Christmas production at the end of our fall semester. And then at the end of the spring, we have two sessions in the spring that lead up to one big showcase, basically. This past one we did was Wonderland themed. So we had like Alice in Wonderland, but it was a twist. It was a modern, she's a waitress. So it was called Waitress in Wonderland. we had the Wizard of Wonderland, which is Wizard of Oz, mixed with Alice in Wonderland for the Theater 101. And they did a huge show. It was wonderful. We had a lot of people come out. Basically filled up the entire sanctuary at Hope Presbyterian.
Very cool.
Pretty big.
So guys, you know, you need to get a ticket. You need to come to this show. It'll be a lot of fun. Lynn and I haven't decided which day we're going yet, but we will definitely be
You'll
there.
You'll decide for me.
Yeah. I just get to her house. She pulls out a calendar. I go, we're doing this on this day.
They get on their phones and do, you know, that me. I come out with my paper calendar. All right.
But it all works. Okay, we have to go back to our partners now, but we'll catch up one more time before the show is over.
Thank you.
For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore.
Hi, folks. Many times, caregivers tell me that their loved one is becoming more and more isolated. They're limited to one room in the house. It is difficult for them to maneuver their walkers or wheelchairs or even walk over a door sill. When they have to take their loved one out of the house, it is full of frustration and takes 45 minutes just to get them in the car. They're becoming dehydrated because they're not drinking fluids, because they're afraid if they have to go, they may fall in the bathroom. It doesn't have to be this way. Access and Design is your one-stop shop for mobility and accessibility needs. Who do you call for grab bars, walk-in tubs, and zero-entry showers? Access and Design. Who do you call to widen doorways and build beautiful ramps? Access and Design. If you don't want to live in an institution, your home doesn't need to look like one. And who do you call for ADA kitchen remodeling and railings? Why, Access and Design, of course. And who do you call for vehicle, pool, platform, and stair lifts? You know who. What if you only need a portable ramp so you can keep your loved one mobile and on the go? Call Access and Design at 727-233-4900. Access and Design is a dealer for American-made equipment. All installers are certified, and they service what they sell, and they even service and repair things they didn't sell you. Access and Design, your doorway to independence. Call 727-233-4900. Let's make your home the one you stay in forever.
One of my most favorite places in the world is Arden Courts of Seminole. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart every time I go in there and see how joyful the residents are. So give a call to Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. You'll be glad you did.
You can also call them at their Largo location, 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411. Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Just call 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And we're off.
All right. Here are some good events that are going on. On September 6th, between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., Arden Courts of Seminole is presenting a seminar on how to communicate with people with dementia. Tam Cummings will be the featured speaker. Please RSVP to 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800.
And you want to see Tam Cummings when she's in town. She's not always in town. She has a book called Untangling Dementia. She knows her stuff. So if you have that opportunity, please call Arden Courts and go there.
Then on September 12th, between 1:30 and 3:30, Arden Courts of Largo is presenting a seminar on memory loss, normal versus abnormal. Dr. Shannon Foster will be the featured speaker. Adult daycare will be provided by Arden Courts qualified staff. Please RSVP to 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411.
You know what I say, guys? Knowledge is power. And they're going to give you free RespiCare for your loved ones so that you're able to attend this. So think about it.
Now, if you want to get in shape, Curves of Seminole is having their 25th anniversary.
Do a little workout.
The first 25 people to sign up between August 27th and September 27th will pay no service fee, which is a $99 savings. As always, anyone in on Medicare with a plan that offers gym workouts does not pay.
So that's you?
That would be me.
Oh, you lucky Steph.
Please call Marina at 727-320-9737. That's 727-320-9737. She just likes to get in that I'm older than
her. I can't
her.
Wait till I'm as old as you.
I beg. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Well, not as old as me. I've been on Medicare a couple of years.
Yeah, but I want some silver sneakers.
There you go. I'll buy you some.
Okay.
On September 22nd, between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. at the Clearwater YMCA on Highland Avenue, there is a fall prevention seminar with demonstrations and a panel of experts. This is free and open to the public. And then
I just got to tell you one thing, guys. You need to go to those fall prevention things because the fall can do you in. You can be going along and you have your life, you're taking care of your loved one, and if they have one bad fall, that can be the beginning of the end. So go to these things and learn this information so you don't fall, please.
Then on October 28th at Spectrum Field in Clearwater, Pinellas County is having a walk to end Alzheimer's. To join a team, please go to alz.org, or you can just go there to make a donation.
And walk this way, guys. Get on a team, my team, anybody's team. Just come out and walk. We're all going to be affected by Alzheimer's and dementia. You know it.
We're on the mission team, the fun team.
Yes, we're on the fun team. All right, guys. Well, we're going to be wrapping up the show soon. So tell us, Katie and Ryan, what's the last thing you want to tell us?
If anybody out there knows someone or is someone who's interested in theater for, with, and about people with disabilities, you know, you can go to our website, bluebutterflyproductions.org. We're also on Facebook at Theater Exceptional or Blue Butterfly Productions. And also, this is also a great opportunity for caregivers to join us as well.
Yeah.
We can always use, you know, all hands on deck. We have a lot. We have a lot of participants and not a lot of people to be there to help wrangle them in and make everything flow smoothly.
Right.
And, you know, we can volunteer with sets, costumes, run lines with our actors.
Perfect.
And this is going to go on next year as well. So anytime, just let us know. So Oliver, it's a fun musical production. It's following Oliver Twist and all of the pickpockets. It's going to be a load of fun.
And Mr. Promoter, when is it and where is it and how can they get tickets?
The show opens September 8th, and the first show is 7:30 p.m. at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, formerly the Lago Cultural Center. You can go to the website, lagoarts.com. You laughing at my accent?
Yeah. I love your accent.
Or you can call 727-587-6793.
Okay, and the information will be on my Facebook page also. David, how can people find Kiwanis and Field of Honor?
Well, you can find us out there on the web, KiwanisSeminoleBreakfast.com. We have a great website, lots of information, tell you all about the projects and the Field of Honor. Likewise, please go to our website for a $35 donation to sponsor a flag. And again, the flags go up November 1st, ceremony November 2nd. They'll come down Saturday, December 2nd. And if you have any questions, you're welcome to reach out to our president-elect, Vicki Sullivan. And she will give you more details. Vicki can be reached at 727-744-4418. And all, if you're not adept at doing anything on the web, we'll be happy to take a paper application or take a application over the phone and process it for you.
Yeah, go honor one of your loved ones.
I'm
please.
Gonna honor Jakey this
you
year.
Are? I Lynn's am. Gonna honor her husband. It's such a wonderful
yes.
thing. It's just so overwhelming. And it's just such a simple. You know, it's always like you have those certain people, you don't know what kind of gift to ever get them. Do this for them.
You're right.
Go ahead, Leah.
I've got four in my family that we're sponsoring. I did my mom and dad, and my sister's doing my brother, and my other sister is doing my nephew. So
feels so good. Feels so good.
And if you have a neighbor that you'd like to recognize, somebody that's helped you out in the past, and you want to do something very, very special, I can tell you, these ribbons have proven to be keepsakes.
Yeah,
it's quite an honor, and we'd like for as many people can to participate. I know that we did 175 flags last year. We've had the opportunity to expand, so St. Pete College has offered up their property, and the post office right next door to City Hall has offered their property.
Yeah, let's fill it all up.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do one for my maestro, Mario Laurenti.
That'd be great.
He's a World War II veteran. He's still alive.
That's
perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That would be great.
All right, everybody, and if you want to come to a Kiwanis breakfast meeting, Tuesday, 7:15, Lake Seminole Square, third floor card room, I'll be there. Please come. Thanks for tuning in today, caregivers. It's been a great show. Thanks to all my guests for being here today. I really appreciate you. You all know a caregiver. Just go out and do something nice for them. Bring over dinner, flowers, something. Just go over and play cards with their dad for a while so they can get out. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.